Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, March 12th, 2015. It's minus 4, feels like minus 9 with the wind chill. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor and a small orange. Visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/78 to see links to both Campaign Monitor, email newsletter stuff, and a small orange web hosting stuff. Oh, guys, do you ever have one of those days where you just randomly start crying while you're making supper and then end up having just the worst night of sleep because your child decides to be up throughout the night, possibly sick, possibly teething, who knows? Anyways, that's one of those days, one of those 24-hour periods of time that coffee is made for, I guess. So, I just spent 10 minutes, well, it's supposed to be 10 minutes. I set a timer on my phone for 10 minutes to try and figure out some new theme music for Dailyish because it's never really sat with me. It was music, the intro music that you hear is music I bought for a different show that ended up flopping and then, or I just didn't pursue or whatever, and kind of just got grafted onto this one because it was something I already had, but I've never really liked it. The music that I use for Show Me Your Mic, the other podcast I do about podcasting, I'm 70-some intro or episodes into it. Still not tired of it. Like, I'm not saying that you necessarily love that. That's the music, but I haven't got tired of it, and I have to hear it a lot more than you do. Well, especially that show, but if you don't listen to it at all. But even with Dailyish, like I can tell, it's just, I don't really enjoy hearing it. It doesn't get me excited to do the podcast. And so I was kind of like, oh, I'll spend 10 minutes. I ended up spending 15 minutes. Couldn't settle on something. I'll play you a few of the samples I found. But it's one of those things where you just like, you know it when you hear it, but until you hear it, you can't find it. And like picking a place to go for lunch with my family where I suggest a bunch of stuff. Nothing works until you just find, and nobody can really say where they want to go. But once we say it, we're going to go there and it's good. But until somebody identifies that place, nobody can really say what it is. They don't know what they want. They just know they don't want that. And that's kind of how it is picking music. So, this one's actually called Daily Podcast, which is kind of funny. So a little more hip-hoppy than my personality might be, but it could work. I think I saved this one just. Being a YouTube fan, I'm a big fan of the delay echoey guitar sounds. It's hard to just ignore some of those. This one. No, some of these I just save for like future use, but other ideas down the road. Yeah, see, nothing just. Anyway. Audio Jungle. It's kind of upbeat, right? But. Yeah.
Audio Jungle.
This one, I thought, this next one is not for me, but just was like a one I want to save for like a future podcast idea, because, or for somebody else I might be working with or something on an intro, because.
Audio Jungle.
You can totally see or hear it. You know, as a good intro for a song that's, anyway. I don't know. That you're clapping, you know. The kids dig the clapping. This one actually was kind of. I think this is the one. Maybe not for this, but maybe for something. I don't know. That's a little too happy. A little too happy for. That's just a little too inspirational. I'm not that inspirational. Anyways, any of those jump out at you, let me know. I'd love to hear about it, because I'm stumped. It's one of those things where I'll just stumble across it and it'll land and it'll be right, and then you'll know, because it'll change, the music will change. But until that time, we're stuck with what you're going to hear shortly. Just have to say a quick shout out to thanks to Christopher Schmidt, internet friend at large, host of the Non-Breaking Space Show. He randomly sends me, he's very concerned about my lack of superhero movie watching, which I actually have watched a fair amount, but I haven't kept up the pace that Christopher Schmidt would prefer me to have. And so just the other day, I got a delivery from the delivery guy, and it was Captain America, The Winter Soldier DVD. So definitely, at least in the Marvel universe, Christopher's keeping me up to date and current. I have not seen this yet. It's something I've been wanting to watch, but haven't had the time or made the time. So he sent me The Avengers when it came out, because he heard that I hadn't seen it much long, way after it was out in the theaters and out on DVD, Blu-ray, etc. And now he's done the same for myself with Captain America, The Winter Soldier. So, looking forward to watching it. Loving that they send include digital copies, so you can get yourself an iTunes version, because it makes it awesome with the Apple TV just to be able to not worry about, I don't actually have a Blu-ray player, so I can't, it's funny because I can't actually play this disc at all that he got me, but it does come with a digital copy, online copy that I subscribed or unlocked on iTunes, and then can watch in 720p HD on there. So thanks, Christopher. I'll be sure to send my report, my review, as soon as I watch it, and let you know what I think. I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening. I have a whole bunch of ideas and of things to do to, you know, every so often. I was going to end. I still got a couple minutes. I was going to end, but ideas of things to do, and I don't like talking about things before I do them, but I haven't even settled on what I might want to do. I was toying around with the idea of like ways to push myself creatively, because I'm doing the daily-ish podcast, but it's not daily, so maybe I should be doing it actually daily. That would be one thing to do. The other idea was a 365-day, 1-year daily video journal thing. There's tools, like it's so easy now with an iPhone, with a laptop, with a webcam, to just do a quick video journal kind of thing, sort of like what this is, but obviously on video, set up on my YouTube channel and stuff, and maybe just as a way to, you know, push myself, see what comes of it, because it's a fun medium to play in as well. I don't know where I'll land with stuff like that. So I'm just throwing it out there, not for you to tell me what to do, but so that it's out of my brain. I've logged it somewhere on the internet. That's what's important. All right, now I'm really going to end. See what I like? Could I handle that as the outro music? I don't know. I'll stick with what I have for now. Thanks for listening. This has been Dailyish, episode number 78, which you can find at goodstuff.fm. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.